Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching, here are players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Shambra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise halfling ranger. Shambra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Out of the Abyss. We will pick up almost identically from where we left off last time, with Fluffle kind of saying his piece, and then kind of a little understanding coming together of the situation of Gracklestug, as well as an identify was cast on Warden and found out that she was in fact some sort of an artifact, but that was all that he was able to gain from that. So we will pick up in the tavern, the Shattered Spire, with the group picking up where they left off with their conversation. So I guess Flaffle, if you want to go ahead and kick it off. So Khazad, you had just proclaimed that everybody's kind of staring at the situation going on.
Warden is just, like, staring Khazad down.
So, are we just going to stare awkwardly at each other, or is there going to be a bar fight, or are we going to let this go and move forward and figure out how to help this situation?
Yeah, is this going to cause strife and issues going forward? Because I'm going to be real. We got a lot of shit ahead of us, and we can't have inner conflict. Yeah. We need to be able to at least get along at face level.
Zod's just kind of looking at Warden like he's not, like, hostile. He's just, like, examining whatever is in front of him.
Yeah. He's like, I'll heal whoever goes down if you just want to duke it out now. I mean,
I have no desire to fight anyone. My prisoner is not allowed.
Oh. Well, okay, but we do need you to have the desire to fight some people.
Yeah.
Pacifism isn't an option.
How I work.
Who is your prisoner, and what did they do?
Well, I'm going to get a healing cure wounds on
her. Her name is Cyanadel Devere.
Okay. Can I do a history check, see if I remember that name?
Go ahead.
Can I do that with advantage because of my whole being a highborn drow?
Yes.
Yo. So that's an 11.
With advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell, unfortunately.
He's just going to kind of stare for a minute. He's like, okay, what did she do?
She tried to redeem herself in life and was killed before she could. She was given a second chance.
So, how does keeping her suppressed and locked away give her the opportunity to redeem herself?
I am simply the prison and the warden. I don't make moves. He wants answers to those questions. You should take it up with the ring. She is the key.
You're cutting out, Meth. I didn't hear any of that.
Wait, where did I cut out at?
From the top.
Yeah, we have a really bad like snow and rainstorm coming through, so mine and Meth's internet are.
Just keep bragging about your snow.
Oh, I will in the desert. Yeah, I freaking will.
I have yet to make a snowman that wasn't 80% grass.
Well, how about making a snowman that's like 80% dirt?
Is it dirt at that point or mud? Anyways.
Don't let's like get into the psychology of what dirt and mud is.
I am simply the warden and the prison for her. I don't make the rules. If you want answers to these questions, you'll have to take it up with the Raven Queen. They make
know for a fact that rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of stops. Well, he looks
know
at
about
her.
The Raven Queen.
You can make a religion check.
Mind he just kind of too.
He just kind of nods and takes a step back. He's like, "All right, I'm not going to argue with a 12? Servant of the Raven Queen."
30-20.
With a 30-20, I would say even with a 12, the Raven Queen is common enough. Yeah, I mean, she is the embodiment of death. Like, she is apparently, like, she is similar to the boatsman on the River Styx, essentially, deciding where souls go. And
with Flaffles identify the previous session, did he discern there were two souls?
I would say you wouldn't have gotten that far.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
He just knows that he tried to like tap in and something bumped him out, and all he knows is like it's like a shell or something, right?
You're correct. You don't know what exactly is in there.
Ah, how many of you are there in there, Warden?
Of me?
Yeah. So you got like the blue guy, and you got like the other guy. Like, how does this work?
I only imprison Cyanodel.
Okay, see, so the name Warden is less of a name and more of a title as well.
I have no name. I am Warden.
Ah, so you're a warden of this jail that is your cell. Interesting. Interesting. And the Raven Queen.
I was formed around Cyanodel's soul and body many, many centuries ago.
So is there like a corpse inside of you?
She's not a corpse.
At that point, the door opens and a familiar face walks in as your friendly mind flayer, Grazlax, comes walking in the door.
Hey, it's the mind flayer vegan.
Ah, well, hello everyone.
You could just walk into town without being like attacked.
You weren't seen, were you?
Oh, was he trying to hide?
I don't know. This place is a madhouse.
It is, honestly. There's a lot of shit going on, and I'm having a hard time keeping up with it. I flew earlier.
You flew earlier?
Oh, yeah. Big spectral cosmic wings and all.
You've got some additions?
Oh, we've got more than that going on.
Where is Ruin?
Well, she was taken.
Why don't you come over here and take a seat with us, Grazilek? We were just wrapping up a discussion of our new associate warden. Warden, this is Mr. Grazilek. He is a friendly mind flayer.
Mm. Hello.
Big as long as you don't work ruin. For Orcus, we're fine.
No, the big monkey took ruin.
We were accosted by the Demogorgon once again.
Ruin.
We're also down Teagle, but that's because the group made a hasty decision to teleport in Phase Rust, and we lost him.
You teleported in Phase Rust?
Against my warnings, but yes. But I'm hoping, now that we know better, and I have become a little more forthcoming with things, that we will maybe listen to my warnings in the future pertaining to undocumented magic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If we would have thought that you weren't a raving madman that also kind of an idiot, we would probably
a raving madman.
Oh, yeah, but the
don't
idiot
get me
part,
wrong. I'm, the I'm idiot just a raving madman the... that knows the power yeah. that he could hold.
Yeah, the idiot part was the more part that was focusing on. The raving madman is for sure.
Kazad just nods in agreement.
But
very, very adamantly nodding.
But that has been dealt with. We have dealt with that.
Yeah, we have other things we're dealing with now, like the Cult of the Flame, making amalgamations out of the corpse of Thunderchild, and God only knows what in one of the lower cities.
To be fair, I believe you said that he was still alive when he was getting pulled apart.
I wasn't quite sure. Droki, did you see if he was alive or dead?
He's like,
being kept alive, almost.
Yeah, like he's just kind of surviving. I don't know if it's through undeath or through the phase rest or what it is.
Question for DM. Was the phase rust, like, more concentrated in that area? Or is it just kind of like the same as it was in the rest of the city?
You saw a, like, basically from the Whirlstone Tunnel entrance on that side was pouring out. So it is more dense in the two cleft districts. However,
it seemed to be kind of the source of the phase rust coming into Gracklestug?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think Droki was saying something. I cut him off.
Oh, Droki was just about to start explaining what he saw, because he hasn't explained that yet.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, Grazilek sits down and kind of just, go ahead. I will interject if need be. How can I be of assistance in this?
Honestly, I'm kind of wondering why you're here.
Oh, Flaffle called me.
Oh, I called him.
Oh, okay, that makes...
I have notes on Phase Rust, and as of right now, Mr. Grazilek is the closest thing we have to an expert on these things.
Did you tell him about how we ceremonially sacredized a point in the Phase Rust didn't affect us?
Not yet. I've been keeping notes, and I only have 25 words a day with him, so I figured it would be easier to have a full-fledged conversation face-to-face, which luckily, now we can have.
Yeah. You have been researching this?
Absolutely. Do you know what a fascinating subject this has become for me?
Oh, we will talk later then.
I've been down here for quite some time, and I have never seen anything like it until Velkinville. And then suddenly, Demogorgon here, Demogorgon there.
You think
are they connected? I don't know, but weird shit's happening, and it can't just be a coincidence.
Very well.
But I need further evidence.
Very well. We will discuss this later. Go ahead and Droki, if that is your name, go ahead. And Drogi just kind of looks down at the floor and says,
so from my notes and from what I've seen, basically the city is ran right now by the keepers, and I actually have a guy on the inside who has been kind of acting as a cult member, feeding me information.
You didn't tell me that.
I don't have to tell you everything, Flaffle. It's not good. They are, from the best thing that I can get, they are performing some kind of ritual in the Whirlstone Tunnels. And
where the phase rust is pouring out of.
And where we have lost a lot of members, and there's a lot down there that wasn't down there before. As far as the dragon,
Thunderchild, put some respect on his name, sir.
I don't know what they're creating, but they are using that, the phase rust, somehow.
So, you say they're a cult now? Cult-like?
Oh no, they are a cult.
What are they following if not Thunderchild?
We don't know.
What do they call him? Like, a guy on the inside must know something, right? Or have you not spoken with him in quite some time?
Could it be the big monkey?
It could.
Do you know anything about a two-headed monkey?
I've heard ramblings. I heard that Sloopledoop was destroyed.
Yeah, completely sacked. Hmm. Do you know anything of a rocktail kesh?
Or an orcus?
I don't. I've heard orcus. I mean, obviously, Orcus is the demon lord of undeath. I mean, it's kind of like general knowledge down here about demon lords, because this place...
We haven't seen any undeath, though.
Well, I mean, that weird, like, keeping the
well,
jump, yeah.
Aside from... Was it Ruin?
Ruin was dead.
But why would the Demogorgon go after her and not Orcus?
That is very troubling that Ruin was considered undead.
Oh, yeah, she was dead. But still walking around.
You see,
also
like,
above table, the Demogorgon wasn't going after Ruin, it was going after Grimm.
Great. Yeah, but it looked like
Flaffle wasn't present at the time. He was hanging out with his new BFF Warden in the vault, stealing a dog statue that he later sold.
But yeah, she was considered undead, and she had like that weird little creature with her. But yeah, you were friends with Ruin, weren't you?
Again, you see like his face go from the ecstatic face, the like happy-go-lucky face, to just kind of like drooping a little bit.
Sad tentacles.
There is... Oh. And she did all of that for me?
She turned into a giant crystal? Yeah.
All of that for you?
She did what?
Oh yeah, when the monkey man took her, her and Grimm kind of went spinny and then crystal.
Oh, what? All of that for you?
It's how we met, Flaffle. A reason I know Ruin. As I told you, I defected from my
non-vegan mind flares?
Yes. And, well, they weren't happy.
Most meat eaters aren't.
And
break from a hive mind.
It's very difficult. Very. You have to have will so powerful that you basically completely shatter your connection to the hive mind.
And you think you could tap back into the hive mind and share that thought with the rest of your kind and possibly have them all defect from the hive mind? Like some kind of like virus in the system, like a cold or something, where
kinda
it just
like a worm
spreads.
If I was to do that, I would be dead within seconds.
What if you were to be able to tap into an elder brain and share that? Would you then give independence to an entire group of mind flayers?
Would that be a good thing, though?
If they were all under the influence of Grazalax's way of looking at things, if you were to share his outlook through an elder brain, perhaps...
Wouldn't he just be the new elder brain then? And they're not technically free?
I mean, would you trust a... Well... But at that point, wouldn't you give them free will?
But if a bunch of mind flayers with free will, wouldn't that be bad?
Not necessarily.
They just start going around making other fucking elder brains and stuff.
I'll look at it this way. Okay, so you and Kazad are both drow. And let's face it, we know what your race is capable of. We know what your history is.
Uh-huh.
Kazad shows a lot of those mannerisms, and given his upbringing, it makes sense given what I know so far. But you, Ivan, are not your typical drow.
That has actually been said to me a lot. A lot.
You show more, for lack of better terms, humanity.
Yep, that is, never said in a good way, though. I do appreciate that. That's a twist.
Yes, that is part of the problem, but that is not what we're dealing with now. We'll deal with that later.
Yeah, hopefully all of it will burn. She turned into a giant crystal and then got taken away. The big two-headed monkey, which, by the way, monkeys are horrifying. I never want to see a monkey again. Said something about more needing Grimm than Ruin, but took Ruin anyways.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why would he be after Grimm?
I don't know. I mean,
this is why I wanted to get closer to that thing.
I tried to stop it. I attacked it. Me and Merlette attacked it.
Oh, that was pointless.
Oh, I'm aware. But it's sad
to
say.
You're lucky to be alive.
Rocktail Cash stopped us before we could even attempt it.
Is Merlette?
Yeah, I actually was going to, now that I'm saying that, where is
he? Used to him skulking in the shadows.
At that point, you all get a message. Hello, everyone. It is Imbuel.
Ah, shit.
Merlette has been recalled to Mordekaiser's servants.
That's what happens when you become a warlock.
He is fine. We've got a lead on one of the shots in some forest somewhere.
Didn't Rune say she was from a forest?
Forest in the Underdark?
Yeah, Rune said something about her being from a forest in the Underdark. I think that's where she was trying to head.
Huh.
You guys say this out loud to each other?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Grazalax will speak up. Well, there are technically three forests under here. There's more depending on the colonies of Myconids.
Also, what you determine as a forest.
So you would consider something like the Neverlight Grove to be a forest, then?
Yes, it has an ecosystem, much of its own, and there are creatures that live there, and there are a bunch of biology there, whether it be fungi.
Oh, yeah, but that's the entire Underdark. That could be, the Dark Lake could be considered a forest at that point. It's just a kelp forest or something. Or we're talking about an environment that's large enough to create weather effects. I would imagine it has an ecosystem as well. So what separates, like, a forest ecosystem from, like, a Myconid
ecosystem.
If that is the case, then there are only two. There is Arumakis, which is kind of the home of fungi growth and myconids, but it is very deep down in the Underdark.
Cool.
And then there is another one right outside of Minzobranzan.
The reason why we say that is because good timing, like he's listening to us. Got a message from one of...
Has he been listening this entire time?
Oh, most likely. If he just decided to tell us then that about Merlette, yeah, he's probably has been listening this whole time. As something we have got, like, I don't know what, but that thing has something on us.
Make an Arcana check.
But yeah, it
told 19. Us.
Okay. There is magic. And in fact, you look up and you do see an orb facing at Ivan.
Damn.
It's me. What are you looking at?
Wait a minute. Ambuel? Are you still with us? I look up at the eye. Does it direct its sight towards me?
No.
Mr. Rocktail cast it.
Doesn't change.
Flaffle points up at the eye for Ivan.
Does Ivan see it?
Make an Arcana check.
Haha, shit at this. Never mind, that's a natural 20.
Let's go. I would say with a natural 20, not only do you see it, but you get a small glimpse of green.
So it's like I'm looking into the freaking ball in Lord of the Rings, and I see freaking Sauron looking at me.
Fool of luck.
I just Ivan just kind of looks up slowly, like, "What are you pointing?"
Yeah, we're being watched. Mr. Imbuel, would that perhaps be you watching
us? Ivan kind of like walks back and forth, seeing if it follows.
Yeah, it follows you.
I don't think we are. I think I am.
If so, Mr. Imbuel, can you see invisible creatures with that eye?
You get a message. Or Ivan gets a message. That is not exactly how it works.
Ivan relays it like word for word as it's being said to him.
If it makes any sense to you all, I have tried on almost everyone to search. I cannot find Flaffle.
Oh, I mean, that's probably because he was cursed. As I respond right after saying, cannot find Flaffle. Maybe Flaffle, are you dead too? I'm going to use my channel divinity, but my, what is it called? That allows me sight of the grave or something like that? Eyes of the grave?
It's
Eyes of the Grave. Yeah, I'm gonna use that on Flaffle. In fact, everyone in the room just to do an undead check.
Fiend.
Hold on.
Back in pulses, sees, folks. Breathe on the mirror.
It sees let's see here. Undead. Let's see here. Presence of the undead. Okay, so any undead just undead. It's not like the paladins. It's basically I just get to see any undead.
You do not see any.
Oh, well, that, you're not undead.
That's good. Just cursed.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later.
Whatever's going on with your, scales. How many more you got there? You've got, let's see, you've got, what colors does he have on him? He's got, Let me see. I gotta look at the at his new art, everyone. He's got new art. Beautiful. Beautiful art.
I'm such a pretty boy.
You've got green, blue, red. Is it silver? Or no, that's platinum. And gold?
Okay. Level immediately like looks for like the shiniest object that he can see a reflection off of and looks.
Yeah. All you're missing is the white for the chromatic.
What?
And the black for the chromatic.
Fuck.
And then a couple of the... Are you more chromatic than you are? Is this like supposed to show me like how your alignment is? How close you are to like...
Don't.
The dragon god Bahamut?
Well, no, it doesn't make any sense, though, because there's two chromatic and there's two metallic.
I see three. Three chromatic. No, oh, no, that's just your normal scale. That's just your normal scale.
No, mm-mm. You see Flavel, like, in the mirror picking him out. Nope.
Yeah, no. you did that before.
No.
And then they came back.
No. That's what I'm testing now. Because I pulled two, four grew back. So if I pull four, how many come back?
You're just going to become the rainbow the rainbow kobold.
I'm curious what happens if I complete the full set.
If somebody wants to, they can make a nature check on what he pulled out.
I'd like to make a nature check on what I pulled out.
Go ahead.
Who has the highest nature check? Who has the highest nature? I will guidance.
30, 20.
Guidance you. Guidance.
And roll guidance.
This matters.
23.
DC was 22.
Oha! Guidance comes in clutch again.
I
can
be praised.
Those are not cobalt scales.
Are they dragon?
They are dragon scales.
See Flapple staring at the scale.
Oh. That's harder. What the hell?
Gathers up the scales and shoves them in his bag.
Well, we'll see what happens next.
So, Flapple.
And above table. Flapple has not said anything to any of you about them being dragon scales.
Yeah. Flapple, do you mind if I do try something?
Like, what?
I kind of want to see... I kind of want to see two things. A, my healing thing has done weird stuff before. Like earlier, I gave a man more, looks the warden, more life, right? We saved him and I gave him longer lifespan, warden?
I don't know what you speak of.
Oh, that must have been the other one. Earlier before the attack with the giants, I tried healing a person who was for sure to be dead, and warden said they were going to die, their lifespan had run out, and there was nothing I could do, but I healed them and completely restored their limbs and everything. And so I'm wondering if I could possibly restore your scales to its original state, or maybe the opposite.
No, I want to see how they grow back.
Okay. Can I have
now that I know they're doing that? I need to document this.
Okay. Can I have one of those scales?
No.
Oh,
I just wanted May I have one of those scales, Flavel?
Which is all right. Bag, pulls out the blue one and the platinum one and hands it to Grazlex. No offense, Ivan.
I just wanted the gold one because I wanted to make a necklace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you hand them to him?
Yes. I'll find you another necklace there, Ivan.
That's all good. I also wanted to see if
I could possibly.
You know what? How are you going to make it a necklace? Were you going to thread a needle through it?
I was going to wrap a cord around it. It looks like it has a few jagged spots there.
Tell you what, I'll give you one once all of this is done. The less draconic in nature scales floating around in this place in particular, probably the better.
You look over in Grazlax, the two scales are kind of spinning in his hand.
Mind stuff.
I pick up my little necklace of sending to Grazlax and just send a message of, do I have to say the message out loud for it to send to him, or can I?
Yes. Yes, Lev? Drops them in his hand and puts them in a bag.
Let's discuss any discoveries on those scales just between the two of us. No offense to the rest of you, it's just they're mine and I kind of want to know what's going on. Think of it as like a bit of a physician's confidentiality of sorts.
Very well.
I thought I was the doctor here, but all right.
You're a healer. I see a physician and a healer to be... A healer uses their divine power.
Actually, I healed a lot of the time. I used... Before I was able to actually use as much of the magic I have now, I did sew people back together. I'm an actual doctor.
Warden walked over to the bartender to see if she could find a private room.
The bartender kind of sees you, comes out from back.
Yeah, is there something I can help you with?
Do you by chance have a room with a door that I could use for a few minutes?
We have plenty of... you have a room here from... paid for by the captain.
Oh.
Would you like me to take you there?
Yes, please.
Follow me. So she leads you back there. And says, yes, any of these rooms can be yours. There are 8 of them.
Thank you. Leading.
DM, I got a question. Do we still have the little mushroom buddy with us?
No. Yeah, I did ask about Stool earlier and look around.
Stool and the rest of the NPCs that you had from Velkenvelve are all with Mordekesh.
I know that there was a boat that went missing.
Do we know that? Did Mordekesh ever tell us, or would we be possibly under the assumption that they were not teleported along with us much as Tekle?
No. It was said during that whole discussion that the companions could stay there in a safe space if they wanted.
Okay.
And the only one that went missing, if I remember correctly, was the Duergar.
Yeah, he went missing.
We haven't seen him since we've entered this city, have we?
And Buell, no. You like still like looks up at the orb thing. Is there any way you could is there any safe way you could send Stool?
You get a message. I can teleport him if you wish.
Was there phase rust in the vault when we were looking in there?
No.
Tell Imbuel to teleport him from the vault if he can. I don't know what kind of wards they may have over it, but if he can teleport out of the vault where there's no phase rust, we have a better chance of receiving Stool.
Did you hear that? Or do
And within, I would say, a minute, you see Stool.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
After wonderful.
Honestly.
And lets the spores go out.
There. Now, in case... I kind of remembered, like, we keep talking out loud on certain things.
Ivan, you fucking genius.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. See, I'm not that stupid. But, yeah.
Robin just smiles at you.
Come here, Stool. Hop up on my shoulder.
Okay.
And he jumps up there.
Hey,
it's like a reverse Mario.
The Goomba has now become the plumber. The Goomba will now save the princess.
Ew.
It's like the Switch Mario, the Mario with the hat. It's just like fucking Stool there with a Mario hat and a mustache just staring at you with blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are talking like Stool to woohoo.
We are going to switch now to Warden. The bartender leaves, and you are by yourself. What would you like to do?
Warden does want to actually go into one of the rooms and shut the door behind her before she does try to reach out to the Raven Queen. Because something Kazad said did kind of strike a chord with her.
Okay. All right. How do you reach out? Do you just begin speaking into the ether?
Yeah, pretty much. She's kind of talking to herself in celestial. Sorry, my son is sick.
That's okay. What do you say?
No! My son apparently says no. I'm very sorry about that. Warden, she'll reach out mentally and kind of with all the power that she has, and say, my queen, I need to speak with you. We need to have a conversation.
Okay. At that point, you see a raven feather fall. The door opens behind you and shuts. And you see the same visage of the Raven Queen that you saw before. A Shudderkai with raven wings and a large rifle on his back walks in.
Oh, yeah, this place is turned to shit, ain't it?
I suppose if you have been here before, yes. I don't recall being here ever.
Nah, I've been here multiple times. What can I help you with?
The drow in the other room said something that bothers me a little bit.
Very
and
good.
I don't know why it bothers me. I feel like I should not be bothered by this. If Cyanadel is imprisoned, how can she redeem herself?
You see, that was an imprisonment put on by the previous one. When I awoke you, she was already there. He kind of looks around at your armor. You see his eyes flash black and flash back. Are there gaps in your memory at all?
The other drow mentioned healing someone that I have no recollection of healing. I do not heal. My purpose is to ensure that the sanctity of death is kept.
Right. Tell you what. You have the ability, or excuse my way of saying this, but Sindale has a way of coming out. She is trying, best I can tell.
I have noticed we both of us had control over this form for a few moments.
Both
of us.
Are you able to let Sindale come in?
I think. And
if you can, go purple. Let both in.
Warden will kind of look inward and reach kind of metaphysically for Cyanadel to draw her out. And her colors flicker between red and blue before settling on violet.
Now that I got both of y'all here, what is your purpose?
Which one of us are you asking? And that would be Cyanadel's voice that comes through, the slightly more proper.
Yours, Cyanadel.
Mine?
Look.
I don't have purpose anymore. I wanted to fix Minzo Garanzen. I had started smuggling men out. The slavery is horrifying, and I don't... They made me kill my brother.
See. And I know Warden's purpose. So tell you what. There are going to be some situations where the two of you are going to have to make decisions individually. And then there's going to be situations where you got to make them together. Depending on how that goes, I will see how much of this I can reverse from my end. If that is what you wish.
I'm not stuck like this?
Not forever, it seems. Your armor is, as the Red One said, an artifact. It's a vestige. One of the only ones that was created by the Drow.
If my eye could twitch, it would be twitching.
Seems like you with a good group, though. They want to make change. They want to make the world better. Whether they admit it or not.
I like Ivan.
He's
not
a good one.
Sure about the Doerden in the party.
Give him a chance. I understand somewhat. I don't know everything, but let's just say the world's changing. And
it's difficult to let go of a grudge against the family that destroyed yours.
Huh. Why do you think I'm the Raven Queen now?
I take it you weren't always.
Oh, no.
I don't much remember the one I met.
Where I'm from, I was an elf. High elf. Lived in Sengorn. I went to Vasselheim. And I was created into the Shadow Guy you see now.
Her head kind of tilts to the side. She's like, races can be changed?
Absolutely they can. You see, as the Raven Queen, and my connection with the Shadow Kai, if I choose, I can take an elf, have him killed, or have a situation put to where they die, and then I can reform them. That's how I was born.
I don't want to be stuck in here for eternity. I want to help people. I want to fix things.
You're on the right path, then. And he places his hand on your shoulder. My advice? Don't be afraid to switch. Warden, don't be so clouded by your orders that you stick strictly to what you're told. Sign, Dave.
Warden will speak up at this point. If my orders are from the previous Raven Queen, could you not give me new orders?
Okay. Hand kind of reaches through your armor, and you see his hand come back with what looks to be some ethereal weave. Held it in his hand and smiles. If I can get this right, much like Ivan, the curse that you see yourself with may just turn into something that can help the both of y'all. He closes his eyes for a second, holds it tight, forms a bullet out of it, pulls the sniper off of his back, loads it in, points it, and aims directly at Cyandel.
I went through the fucking chest piece. Okay.
That is bad.
Fires. You don't feel pain. In fact, you don't feel impact at all. But this warmth kind of just flows into you and through you. Can't give you all the details because then it wouldn't be much fun to watch. But like I said, you on the right path. And holsters the sniper. Now, it's gonna get rocky after this. Y'all ready?
Suppose we have no choice but to be ready.
That's the spirit. Get some rest, you two. Tomorrow ain't gonna be fun. But just know, I'm watching. And with that, the wings fold back over, and the feather floats back up, and he's gone.
Okay. Warden will leave the room, and she's still purple as she comes out.
Okay. And as Warden reemerges, you guys do see the violet color, and we will end the session there.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.